Good Sunday morning, and I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving and a time to get some rest and relaxation, maybe eat some good food and peaceful visits with the family. Thank you for joining us on this last Sunday of November, the 28th. Helen Ealy begins our worship with a prelude. The TPC Praise Team a cappella singers bring us now into worship with "You Are My All in All."
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Please pray with me. Holy God, in this season of Thanksgiving, we thank you for all you have done for us and for all you will continue to do for us. We thank you for our radio audience who faithfully listen to us each week, and thank you for new listeners who are joining us on this day. May your Spirit now speak to all, and may they begin this season of Advent with the anticipation of celebrating Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. Jeff Prince, our music director, takes the lead on this praise song made popular by Matt Maher. Please join us with "And All the People Said, Amen."
You are not alone if you are lonely, when you feel afraid. You're not the only, we are all the same, in need of mercy, to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, God is all you need.
And all the people said amen.
Whoa,
and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know love is we're after. Broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall, He loved the world, he sent his son to save us all.
Here we go.
And all the people said amen.
Oh.
And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Blessed are
the poor in spirit who are torn apart.
Blessed are
the persecuted and the pure in heart.
Blessed are
the people hungry for another star. For there's the kingdom of God.
And all the people said amen.
Whoa.
People said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Whoa.
And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
We turn now to the prophet Jeremiah, who was relatively young when he began to be the voice of God. Listen to the words of God for the people of God from Jeremiah 33, 14 and through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which all will be called, the Lord our righteous Savior. Thanks be to God for this reading today. Amen. We're so blessed that when we hired Helen Ely about a year ago as our organist and accompanist, she also had an extensive background and experience in handbells. At TPC, we have two handbell choirs. This morning, for their first live performance, we feature the Handbell Ensemble. They will be playing a classic, Take My Life and Let It Be, and it will be directed, and the original version was edited for handbells by our very own Helen Ely. Please pray with me. Lord, let now the words which come from my mouth and the meditation which falls on all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and remind us today that you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. Every so often, when I have nothing to do, which is not that often, I do enjoy watching what are called outtakes. I've been a big fan of the Big Bang Theory for a long time, and even though it was recorded mostly in front of a live studio audience, the cast sometimes made mistakes with their lines or a problem with a prop. They had to redo the scene or part of the scene, and those mistakes make it to what's called the outtakes reel. This is a little different, though, in live theater. Actors sometimes must improvise when something does not go according to the plan. There's no retake. It is, after all, live, and you can't really cut and start the scene all over again. So in the stage production of The Wizard of Oz, actress Jennifer Laura Thompson, who played Glenda the Good Witch, tells of one live production where the script called for her to descend from high onto the stage in a plastic bubble, like Glenda does to Dorothy and the Munchkins in the actual movie. The movie scene was all special effects, but this was live in the theater. As she and the bubble were descending, the mechanism that was dropping her got stuck. And there she was, up in the air for all to see. The cast was to be excited about her arrival, shouting, "There she is! It's Glenda the Good Witch!" Of course, as they were shouting, nothing was happening. So they kept shouting, and they had to ad-lib different versions of their excitement. They were waiting and waiting, and they had to keep being excited. Eventually, Glenda did descend, and the play went on. In the same way, the Hebrew people needed help. They were stuck. There had been prophets who foretold the coming of the Messiah, but all they had been able to do was wait. They were to wait with excitement, maybe even shout, "The Messiah is coming." But they were getting tired of waiting, tired of promise after promise. And so enter Jeremiah and our reading for today as we enter this first Sunday in Advent. The prophet does discuss this waiting, but adds the notion of hope. Listen again to his words. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior." I think we've all been in one of those frustrating situations, one of those waiting positions. You know, when you call customer service and you're put on hold, and after a few minutes, you begin to wonder if you should hang up, but then you've been on hold for a while, and what if somebody's just about to pick up? And if you hang up, the clock starts all over again, but maybe you'll get someone who just got free. There's a difficulty in waiting for a while, because you're just not sure whether you should keep waiting or just give up. Multiply that not by just a few minutes, but a few hundred years for the Hebrew people. And they wanted this very, very young and inexperienced prophet to say something that would make every bit of sense to them. So Jeremiah begins by stating that the days are coming. And then he uses an expression to convey hope by reminding them that what they're waiting for is the good promise. It's a formula. The days are coming, and it will be well worth the wait. Before I started in elementary school, at least once a week, my mom and I would travel from St. Louis to Collinsville, Illinois, to visit her mom, my Grandma Laurenti. Now, that was a long time ago, so here's what it took to get there. No matter the weather, we had to walk 6 blocks to the streetcar stop on Broadway. Yes, the streetcar. Then we rode the streetcar to downtown St. Louis, and we get off a couple blocks from the Continental Trailways bus station. We had to wait in the station, usually about an hour, before we would get on a bus for the 45-minute trip to Collinsville, and then we had to walk 7 blocks to get to Grandma Laurenti's house. I think it took 3, sometimes 4 hours to make that trip, and often I got tired of waiting. But there was one thing that kept me going. My Grandma Laurenti had picnic soda. She was the only one that had picnic soda. Now, what I used to call picnic soda was Vess cream soda in the original glass bottles. It was, for me, a good promise, and it gave me the hope I needed to get through the time I had to wait along the journey. I still love picnic soda today. Now, by the way, when my dad got off work, he would drive, the only car that we had, over to my Grandma Laurenti's house, pick us up so we didn't have to make that same journey to get back home. It was sort of a biblical thing. It was a way to go home by another way. We seem to be much more amicable in waiting if we either know how long the wait's going to be, or if we know that we're waiting for something that's super great. Jeremiah tries to do both. He tells them the time is coming, and it will be well worth the wait. One of the problems in waiting is the time to come is all a matter of relativity. As best biblical scholars can determine, Jeremiah was a prophet about 600 years before the birth of Jesus. That was a wait, slightly more than my trip to Collinsville, or what most of us would experience in waiting for things that we tend to wait for. I had an uncle that had a rule about waiting. If you were waiting for, say, something that was going to last for an hour, he would wait half the time, or 1/2 hour, past the start time, and if it was 31 minutes past the start time, he was gone. My uncle would have not done very well with Jeremiah. That's why there's an importance to the days are coming with the promise of something great after the wait. Of course, we know the wait ended in Bethlehem in Judea in the animal area of a house to a young couple that really didn't fully understand all that was going on and all that was ahead of them, but they were very faithful. The importance of this event was to bring God into the world in the flesh so that by the Son's obedience to the Father, we might enjoy salvation. And because, as Jeremiah says, of his righteousness, we become righteous. Righteous means that we are in the correct relationship with God. What makes this even more significant is this is really the only way. We cannot buy righteousness by writing a check. We cannot get the papers for righteousness by going to enough classes. We cannot gain righteousness because we do good things. We become righteous because Jesus was righteous, and the day finally came for the good promise to happen. In the Yiddish language, they have a word for righteous. It's the word tzedek. There's a story about a pastor who took his car into an automotive repair shop because it was doing a lot of spitting and sputtering. The mechanic happened to be of the Jewish faith, and when he raised the hood and listened to the engine, he knew what the problem was. The mechanic took apart the fuel injection system, completely cleaned it out, and reassembled it. When the pastor turned the car back on, it ran like the day that he had first bought it. At that point, the Jewish mechanic lowered the hood, looked at the pastor, and exclaimed, "Tzedek!" Now, the pastor, knowing a little bit of the language, asked why in the world he would use that word after the engine was fixed. The mechanic explained that the engine system was filled with impurities, clogged, and not working. So he cleaned it out, put it back together, and now it was working exactly the way the car maker had designed it to. That is righteousness, tzedek. And that's how the righteousness of Jesus brings us salvation. So the good promise is that God in Jesus brings us back to the way we were created to be. And that's worth waiting for. As we count down the days to the birth of Jesus in this season of Advent, we will be doing so by a bit of waiting. But the days are certainly coming, and less than a month away, if we're really counting, when Jesus came into the world to clean us out, to reassemble us, so that we could be what God created us to be. That's the good promise, and that's worth waiting for. Amen and amen. Darlene Check is from Australia and part of Hillsong United. Our praise team now brings us one of her songs titled, "Let the Peace of God Reign."
Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time. Your life enfolding mine, and let the peace of God let it reign. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're my comfort. Strengthen me, hold my head up high, and I'll stand upon your truth. Bring glory unto you, and let the peace of God let it reign. Oh, Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me, let me know your truth, bringing glory unto you, and let the peace of God, let it reign, and let the peace of God, let it reign.
Thank you for listening to us each week on Sports Radio 1450 AM and 92.3 FM. We're in the Enos Park neighborhood of Springfield, and we have in-person worship each Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. We're gearing up with more and more programs, so check us out on our webpage at third-presbyterian.org. Please join me in our morning prayer. Lord, it's so difficult sometimes to wait, so difficult as humans to be patient, but we know that your promises to us are firm and solid, and what you always have for us is good. As we move closer to the day of Christmas, may we have a new understanding of the importance Jesus had in coming into the world, and that he reaches out to us each and every day of our lives. May our walk in faith grow in this season of Advent, and may we feel the saving power of the living Lord in these moments on these days. Now bless each one who listens to us through this radio show and those who worship with us in person. May we be filled each day with your Spirit and your love. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we ask and pray all of this. Amen. We have a little different sending song. This is from a popular Christian artist named Lauren Daigle, who has a beautiful voice, and this song, Noel, is becoming a classic at Christmas time. Now, we are playing Lauren Daigle singing her song, but we play this because on December 10th at 7 o'clock at our church, we're producing an event called I Mary, which is the telling of the nativity story in drama, dance, and song. One of our praise team members named Dawn Hollis sounds a lot like Lauren Daigle, and she will be singing this song that night. We'll also be putting together 12 other songs that will be brought to you, be sung to you by a variety of individuals and groups. Please mark your calendars and join us on the 10th. Here is Lauren Daigle with Noel.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No. Christ the everlasting.
May the God of peace give us patience and wisdom as we wait for the coming of the Messiah, the good promise, and the righteousness of God through Jesus for all people, for us this day and all days. Amen. Well, another Sunday has come and gone. Thanks to Helen Ely for not only the organ and the piano, but for directing the bells. To Jeff Prince, our music director. To the TPC Praise Team and the Ensemble Handbells. To Seth Hood, our AV tech, and the AV team. And to Matt Miller, our post-production guru, who makes everything go together so well. I'm the Reverend Dr. John Shear, the pastor at TPC. Have a blessed week, and please stay safe out there.